You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, and maybe not the next month. But only one thing is true. I will be champion one day, I promise.
If you love something, if you have a strong passion for something, you would go to the extreme to try to understand or try to get it.
Sometimes we don't have food to eat one day and just drink water.
Just drink water?
Just drink water.
Did you really sleep in a cardboard box and on pavement at times outside when you were growing up?
Yes, outside the street I sleep in the carton, you know, the carton, the box. I'm so thankful to God that I had experienced that life, you know, before I get this life.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion. Thank you very much.
If I disappear, like, who cares? Nobody cares, man. Seriously. Yo, and that's okay. That's life. That's life.
Life isn't fair. At all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. All my situations were on me now. And solely on me.
It's the day you know you've passed from childhood to adulthood. The day you accept full responsibility.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
No one can save you but you. You have to put the mind into what you want to put the mind into. If you believe in something, you can achieve it.
I've realized in life, if you want to win, you don't need to be the smartest. A lot of times, you don't even need to be the best. You just need to be that guy that never gives up. And we all know that one person that no matter what you throw at them, no matter how many times you knock them down, they are going to get up and they are going to stand in glory and in honor and face their issues head on. That guy, that is the guy you need to be.
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Obsession's gonna be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed?
I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it.
You know what I'm sick and tired of, Harry? I'm sick and tired of having to eke my way through life. Sick and tired of being a nobody.
You wanna become best. You wanna become champion. And now you wanna say like you're tired? Who cares? You tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He have personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
Now look, sugar, you need to just keep living. Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are. We. Sometimes it's so bad we feel like we're dying, but we can't really live till we die a little, can we?
Stop waiting for life to be easy. Stop hoping for somebody to save you.
Just stop thinking worrying, looking over your shoulder, wondering, doubting, fearing, hurting, hoping for some easy way out. Stop it and just do.
It's the story, man.
Yeah.
You know, we're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your book look like? Like, your life is a book.
Where have you been? Why are you here? And where are you going? You look at your life. You look at what you produce. Is it giving you what you want? Are you living on purpose? Are you living your dream? Are you acting on your ideas? Are you doing all you can do? Have you gotten comfortable?
Work your ass off. There is no magic pill. There is no magic out there. You cannot get around. You have to work and work and work.
This and that. There's no hack, bro. There is no life hack. To grow that thing, how do you grow it?
Do it. And do it. And do it. And do it. That's the hack.
And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times.
No one can work out for you. Doesn't matter how much money you have. No one can learn skills for you. And so in the early days, like, it feels so painful because you're like, you look around to see who can help you, and then you're like, it's me again. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. The path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people.
If all you guys are going left, it's that one person who say, you know what, left's not the right way. I'm gonna go right. Who didn't follow the crowd. That person who's not afraid of doing what they believe is right in their heart and not following someone else because someone else said, let's go this way, and they agree with everybody. I don't like yes men or yes women. If you're right, you're right. We're gonna follow you. But I like people who stand for something, they believe in something, and this is the way I'm going to go whether you like me or not.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself. Yourself is what you have. Well, if you don't have somebody who's going to do that, become that somebody. And you need to encourage yourself. You need to look around, and you need to be able to encourage yourself and say, look, I'm not stuck here unless I choose to stay here.
What I found is that winning doesn't happen on show day. It happens in the early mornings, painful workouts, long cardio sessions, and hungry nights. It happens in those moments of fear we all have when faced with a difficult goal, and in more so, in what you make of that fear. It happens in every second of every day before you win. If you can take every opportunity you have to bring yourself closer to your goal, win every one of those opportunities, all while becoming more resilient in the process, how can you lose? That is an exciting opportunity. An exciting responsibility to find out what you're truly capable of.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. Your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, when you're going through death. Real life, you can't Google that, man. There's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kind of ways. And it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you're you got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over.
I don't have much time. Why would I give today up? I'm angry. I want it all, man. I want more than that. How are you going to get it? I'm willing to work for it. So therefore, I demand to get it. And I work harder and harder and harder. And there's people that are writing in saying, I'm lost. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. Grab your f***ing nuts. For once in your life, have some ownership, some credibility behind your actions and your words. Mean what you say. Do what you say. Follow through for something for one time in your life. One time, follow through on what you said. You will feel a high that you've never felt before. When you follow through on things in life, guys,
You achieve the confidence, the mentality that anything's possible.
What's the least amount of sleep you played a game on?
No
sleep. Is there a story where it's like, you know, no one knows about where you went and played a game and it was so insane for whatever reasons?
No sleep.
You played a game with zero sleep.
Zero sleep. Zero sleep. It's like, you know, kids, you know, Natalia had a certain, you know, health situation or what have you, and you're staying up all night, and then you got to go out and perform because fans don't know. You know, teammates don't know, nor do they care, nor should they, that you've been up all night. You got to perform, right? And so you just got to go to work.
The mentality to show up every day of your life, no matter what life throws at you. It's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you. It's your responsibility to find your new 100%.
Nobody cares. I'm the only one putting the pressure on me. Nobody gives a damn about it. And then after that knocked out, I got so scared that it happened again. It's the most humiliating day of my career. I was so angry. Like I said, I was like putting too much on myself. It started there. It's like, I didn't even want to go to buy eggs at the grocery store, right? Because people, they look, oh, you got knocked out. Like, I thought everybody cares about me. Nobody cares about you.
I see a lot of players take vacations with other players that are close friends. And they'll just take vacations just to take vacations, or just hang out just to hang out. Like, I never did that.
But why, it was a choice. Why didn't you do that?
Well, because when I retire, I didn't want to have to say, I wish I would have done more. I don't want that.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless. Regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am, the sun is gonna shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right. Gotta figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on.
Michael Jordan tells me one day he wants to be the best player to ever played here. And I said, well, you got to work harder than you did in high school. He said, I worked as hard as everybody else. I said, oh, excuse me. I thought you just told me you want to be the best player to ever play here. He said, I'm going to show you. Nobody will ever work as hard as I work.
He just got better and better. I mean, I've never seen a guy that I thought was as good as anybody I'd ever seen, the best 6'4" high school player I'd ever seen. And 5 years later, he was 10 times better. And 5 years later, he was 10 times better. None of us ever saw what he was going to do. And we thought he was going to be great, but nobody saw what. I mean, that boy just worked his butt off.
Muhammad Ali worked his butt off. And I saw it firsthand. And I remember that there was a sports writer that was there in the gym when he was working out and he was doing sit-ups. And they asked him, how many sit-ups do you do? And he said, I don't start counting until it hurts. Now think about that. He doesn't start counting his sit-ups until he feels pain. That's when he starts counting. That is working hard.
People want to know how I'm always motivated. It's the unseen work. I'm out running at 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, in the gym, long sessions by myself. Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone.
Let me tell you something, homie.
These clubs, these parties, all this going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
There's a big difference between 99% and 100%. I always thought that I was given 100%. I wasn't, but I was only 1% from making that money, from being where I want to be, from having everything in life that I've ever dreamed of. But it's that 1% that we sleep on. It's that 1% that we wake up in that morning and we're like, you know what? Not today, maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
For real.
Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get off the pity potty. Telling everybody your sad and sob stories, trying to get people to show up to your pity parties and your pity parades. If you ever see me in a Rolls Royce, a private plane, a 6 or 7 star hotel, living my life to the fullest, don't hate on me. Don't get jealous of me, because I work my ass off to get it. Everything about my life and career, I've earned it. Ain't nobody gave me shit. Nobody handed me nothing. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside. It's game on. It's focus. It's go season. It's time for you to take advantage of the access and the resources that you have in your country and your community. You got a problem with your life. You got a problem with your environment. Do something about it. If you want it, go get it.
Are you procrastinating? Are you evading your own greatness? Are you challenging yourself? Are you experimenting? Are you learning something different? Is your life an adventure or is it boring? Why are you here? What brought you here? Investing the time, the money? What decisions are you making right now as you look into the future?
Nobody cares. You know, at the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job. Life is tough sometimes, and it's not fair, and it doesn't care sometimes. But you're gonna hold true to what you believe, and you're gonna hold true to who you are, and you're gonna be that person whether it's easier or it's not.
Face some hard facts, and you could have an incredible life.
You know what I mean? These are all part of being in the game. When you're in the game, great things happen and really bad things happen. And you got to take it all in stride. And you got to pick yourself up the next day, strap your shoes back on, and get out there and go to war again. Listen, every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. Could be anything. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it, and you got to deal with it. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this head on.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is, no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me. Nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
One of my English teachers at Lomarion named Mr. Fisk, he had a great quote that said, rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by. You know, I'm not going to rest, and I'm going to keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just going to keep going. It's going to keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go, right? And you just continue to build that way. So that, I try to live by that all the time.
But do you have the guts to fail? If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
That's all right, guys. Fall down, man. That's a good thing. It's the thing is, most people don't go hard enough to fall down. They don't go that far. Everyone's going to pay that payment one way or another. You either pay it here on your terms, when no one's watching, or you pay it later coming up short. I ensure I hit failure, so I don't hit failure out there. I'll fall down 10 times. Who gives a shit? As long as I get up 11.
Nobody gives a damn. And even if they do, what? You make a mistake, you zig when you should have zagged, you get clipped. So what? Everybody make mistake. You have to take fight like it is. You know, it's a sporting event.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends. But they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends. And they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. And all of my friends are taking the piss. Oh, not drinking again. Too good for us, are we? Not going out again this week. Oh, okay. Well, like, enjoy staying in home and reading. No. So you're going to feel the pain of being ostracized from the group of friends that you used to have. But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
You do realize that this can be the year that you change your life if you just lock in? Me and you both know you didn't stick to the script last year, but it's okay though, because this year we're coming for everything that we lost and more. We ain't hearing the excuses no more. Your future is tied to that. You're the only one that can make it right, but you're also the only person that can mess it up. Lock in and change your life, like your life depends on it, because it do.
Sometimes you just gotta become a ghost. Go unseen. Stop looking for everybody to be proud of you, to be happy for you. Become everything you ever wanted in private, and I promise you, it's gonna show. Because they watching. They always watching.
It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win. People don't talk about people that don't win. If you win, they're gonna talk about you. Do you have the courage to stand there though the storms keep raging and the people get to talking and you stand there and say, I've come too far to turn around? Do you have the courage?
It is far easier not to be successful. Misery will always have company. Success breeds contempt. If you don't want to make waves, be mediocre. Be normal and fit in.
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not.
And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan.
You quit and you ain't even tried yet. Last one. Listen to me. Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute or an hour or a day or even a year. But eventually it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. I want you to take that personal. Why not you?
The superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it. Well, I think it's critical, and I do think that these times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things, are so rare these days. And I think during those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
Goggins said this in the episode with me, and it gave me chills when he said it. He was like, it's so easy to be successful nowadays because people are weak.
Yeah.
everybody's week. Dana White says it as well.
Yeah.
Why are you tired? Because tomorrow, I got to do the again, man. There's no ending. And that's the person I listen to. That's the person who's gained knowledge. You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world because that's where you find yourself. You don't find yourself in over here. You find yourself on the other end. Like the 100-mile race I was on, I ran it for 24 hours. I found myself on the other end of that race. That 19 hours, I found, wow, there's a whole nother world out here that I've never even saw. But the world's in your mind. And that's what all that mediocrity is about. Mediocrity is contagious.
Spend 5 minutes complaining and you have wasted five. And you may have begun what's known as economic cancer of the bone. Surely they will soon haul you off into a financial desert and there let you choke on the dust of your own regret. I hope I said that well, so you won't forget. It's a deadly disease.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. That's what really, really counts.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
Whatever you say to yourself and believe over and over again, you start to believe as a reality. You start to walk it and talk it and act it. So what you say is, I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it. And you know something? The statistics show that 95% of the goals that you set for yourself, you will achieve if you refuse to quit. So the starting point is just to simply say, I am unstoppable. Say it. Say, I am unstoppable.
Hard when you're not where you want to be in life, and if you're listening to this and you're just not satisfied with your position in life, it's hard to think that way. All you want is that thing, but you gotta somewhere along the line figure out how to enjoy yourself. Somewhere along the line, figure out how to just go as hard as you can, but also enjoy it. Try to enjoy it, because that changes the whole tone of the experience, and I think that makes you more successful.
If you want to be a great player, if you play every single day, 2-3 hours, every single day, over the course of a year, how much better are you getting? Most kids will play maybe, you know, an hour and a half, 2 days a week.
Right.
Put the math on that. It's not going to get it done. It's not going to get it done, right? So if you're obsessively training 2-3 hours every single day over a year, over 2 years,
you're accelerating.
You make quantum leaps.
When I wake up in the morning, I don't think, am I motivated to go do what I'm supposed to do? No. When the alarm clock goes off, I have no thought about whether this is easy, whether this is hard, whether I want to do it, whether I don't want to do it. None of that matters. It's an emotionless, thoughtless discipline. When the alarm clock goes off, you get up, you get out of bed, and you go do what you're supposed to do. I don't care how it feels. I don't care if it's easy or hard. It doesn't even matter to me. It's just a reaction, it's a discipline, and it's life. And that's the way I choose to live my life.
I want to go ahead and give a message to the children. Believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
If you decide to be rich today, who gonna stop you? Who? If you decide you want to be rich, all you gotta do is start. Why not? Who gonna stop you? Unless you tell it to the wrong person. Mama, listen to me. I'm going to be rich. Anybody rich in this family? Go in there and sit down somewhere. Get yourself a good job. Oh, mama, you must be right. No, mama could be wrong. Because what you have in your imagination, God didn't show it to your mama. I'm sorry. He showed it to you.
I told myself I couldn't quit. I told myself this was going to happen. This is destiny. Whatever is really burning in your heart, you got to really believe in yourself. Even when nobody else won't, you got to believe in yourself and say, I'm not stopping.
everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser. I just was someone who was, like, in a f***ed up situation. But you could channel all that energy that you have as a young person into something and get better at it. And then all of a sudden people admired me. I was like, this is crazy. So I went from being someone who was incredibly insecure and basically a failure to someone who was really successful at this one thing that was very dangerous that other people were scared of. And that gave me immense confidence and also a real understanding of the direct correlation between hard work and success.
People always ask me, when they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they said, why is it that you're working out so hard, 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face? The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. Why is that? And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision, turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality. So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise, for the next half hour of posing and all the kind of things that you have to do to be a champion.
And I'm telling you, you don't need to determine. I'm telling you it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you it is worth it. Yeah. And you know what? You actually know it's worth it. That's why you're asking this question. You know it's worth it. You know it's worth it to have discipline, but you think there's an easier way. Yeah. You think that it's something that people have. You think that when Jocko's alarm clock goes off, it's like, oh, just like my father taught me, I rise and I shine. You know, like, no. It's like the pillow feels soft and comfortable.
Yeah.
And the alarm clock is banging on my head and I don't like it. Yeah. But you know what? I know it's worth it to get up and get after it. I know it's worth it. Yeah. And you know it's worth it.
Here's the thing, though.
We all know it's worth it.
Take full responsibility for what happens to you. It's one of the highest forms of human maturity, accepting full responsibility. It's the day you know you've passed from childhood to adulthood, the day you accept full responsibility. And another note, I used to have that long list of reasons why I wasn't doing well. I used to blame the weather. I used to blame the company. I blamed company policy. I used to blame the training program. See, I used to blame everything outside. And then let me give you a little philosophy that helped turn my life around. It's not what happens, it's what you do.
If you want to know something about yourself, sit on your bed one night and say to yourself, what's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong that I could fix, that I would fix? It's like, you meditate on that, you'll get an answer. And it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
What if you picked up a book and the book first chapter said, everything's fine. Chapter 2, everything's fine. Chapter 3, everything is just fine. Chapter 4, everything is still just fine. Would you finish this book? And the answer is no. What kind of a book is this? So the book on your life story is not going to be this. It's going to be filled with the full dramas of the highs and the lows and the winter and the spring and the summer and the harvest. Be both optimistic and vigilant.